Politics also play a role in our GeoQuiz today. So we're looking for a country that just recently got a new prime minister. At 39, he's the youngest prime minister in his nation's history, and he wants to shake things up. First thing he did in office, named a cabinet that's evenly divided 50-50 between men and women. That's a first for this European nation. Now the new prime minister is trying to change the electoral law. The new law would give an automatic bonus of extra seats in parliament to whichever party gets the most votes. This would be a huge change for a country known for its myriad political parties, complex governing coalitions, and as a result of that, crumbling and indecisive governments. Parliament is debating this new law, but passage has been delayed because female lawmakers want the new measure to include a so-called pink quota. What's that? I'll explain when I come back with the answer later in the show. We asked you to name a European country where gender parity is at the heart of the political debate right now. The answer to the quiz is Italy. The country's new prime minister, Matteo Renzi, favors gender parity. He proved it by naming a cabinet with an equal number of male and female ministers. That was a first for Italy. But now the female members of Italy's parliament are pushing for more. They want the country's new electoral law, a key part of Renzi's reform program, to include a so-called pink quota of 50%. That means two things. One, a guarantee that half of all candidates for political office be women, and two, a guarantee that half of those elected also be women. At the moment, about 30% of Italian lawmakers are women. If that sounds low, consider this. Here in the U.S., only 18% of congressional seats are filled by women, so Italy is already ahead of us on this one. By the way, the country with the highest percentage of female lawmakers, Rwanda, with a whopping 64%.